Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, a children's moment from our youth pastor, Justin Livingston, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor, Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m. and in our parking lot for our drive-in service at 11:30 a.m. here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington.
Good morning. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad that you've chosen to worship here with us today. I'm Dave Yonker. I'm a senior pastor. It's my pleasure to welcome you all into our church family. For those of us here inside of our sanctuary, welcome our friends who are joining us on Facebook Live and who are saying hello to each other. Also welcome our friends who have found us online worship through our church website. So wherever we find ourselves here today, it's great to be a church family, and we pray the Lord's blessing to be upon us as we gathered here, as we're ready to experience God's love filling us and blessing us here this morning. So as we gather for worship, we invite you to take out your worship bulletin that you received on the way in the main doors this morning. And on the right-hand side, you'll find a tear-off sheet that says Connect at the very top. So we invite you to tear it off now and fill it out and connect with us by letting us know that you were here with us in church today. On the back side, you can check one of the boxes if you'd like to know more information about getting involved in the life of our church. You can also jot down prayer concerns or praises that you may have in your life. And after you fill it out, you can drop it in the offering plates that are located outside the sanctuary doors, kind of on both the left and the right-hand side. For our friends who are joining us online, you're invited to go to our church website if you're not already there. There you can download a copy of today's worship bulletin. You can follow along with us from wherever you find yourself this morning. We also invite you to have ready there the elements of communion, bread and juice and coffee and crackers, whatever is good for as we'll gather around the Lord's table later on in our worship service, as we do every single week. On the very back of your bulletin, you see things that are going on in the life of our church. Today is our church crop walk. We'll be walking to raise money for folks who are hungry all around the world, but also specifically raising money for our local food pantries here in town. We'll be meeting at 2 o'clock here today and walking from the church to the Bandshell over in Crapo Park, so about kind of 2.5-3 miles. And so we hope that you'll join us. It should be a beautiful afternoon today at 2 o'clock, raising money for folks in need. Because the crop walk is today, there is no youth group and there is no M&M tonight. All of our kids are going to be joining us for our walk later on today. If you haven't done so already, we hope that you'll sign up for the Fall Family Festival at Bill and Sue Carter's house on October 22nd from 2 to 5 p.m. It'll be a great time kind of being out at their home, having a wonderful kind of fall day together. And so you can find out more information and sign up. There's a sign-up sheet on the right-hand side of the Welcome Center as you leave the sanctuary. We're also looking forward to Trunk or Treat coming up very soon on October 30th on a Sunday afternoon. We have lots of folks already signed up and some folks already bringing candy. And so we look forward to having Trunk or Treat here in the next couple of weeks. Lastly, our church moderator, Kathy Watson, has an announcement and a little presentation, so she'll come forward.
Today we're celebrating 10 years of the Yonker family being part of this church family. 10 years of Dave being our pastor.
So you may hear Pastor Dave talk frequently about John 21 is one of his favorite passages of the Bible. And so we had a stole custom made for him. And I'm sure he'll show off all the details sometime, but it is a depiction of that story. And we made sure. Dave often talks about imagining Jesus on the beach with his Weber grill, and so we've got... we don't have a Weber grill, but we have Jesus on the beach with his grill, or his fire here with the fish on it. We've got the fishermen over on this side pulling in the fish, and just such a beautiful, vibrant representation of this story. And so, being that it's one of your favorites, we really hope that you enjoy it, and I will go ahead and put it on.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks so much.
We also have been secretly collecting words of thanks and memories and just special notes for Dave. And so we give thanks for Melissa Kammer, who compiled it into this beautiful scrapbook. We have old pictures from when they first came. We have pictures from ministry, old bulletin from your installation. We have pictures of you. Oh, look at that, with a little more hair on his head. We have notes from kids. We have notes from all of you. Some previous pastors have written notes. And so just a beautiful scrapbook. And so we give thanks for all who added to this.
Thanks.
And we hope that you will enjoy
yeah,
that.
Thanks so much. Yeah, that's great. We'll be right back.
Let us pray. Oh, loving God, your desire has always been that each of your children might be made whole in your love, that we might live abundantly and freely in your presence. So, oh God, we ask you might center our hearts and minds, that we might be prepared to receive the gifts that you freely give us all. Empower us to share the good news of Jesus Christ with others from grateful hearts, so that all may know of your love and gracious provision for your humanity. This we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. We invite you to be seated, and as you're doing so, we invite the young kids of our church to come down forward and meet Pastor Brooke for today's children's moment.
What are we doing today? All right, I think next week the goal should be to match Hunter's enthusiasm so we can all be excited and enthusiastic to be here. Well, who knows how to play Follow the Leader? We ever played that? Okay, so we're going to play Follow the Leader today, but I don't feel like leading us through the whole sanctuary. So we're going to do just sort of like a smaller version of Follow the Leader. So I'm the leader today, and you're going to follow me. So the first thing I'm going to do is this. Next thing I'm going to do is this. Next thing I'm going to do is this. All right, you guys are good followers. And I'm a good leader when I do, you know, when I do that. Now, what if I decided today that I was going to holler out hello to someone across the room while Pastor Dave was preaching? Would you follow me then? No, that would not be a good choice on my part. What if I decided to get up on top of the piano? Would you follow me there? No, that would not be a good thing to follow me doing. Or what if a couple people from, a couple of you all followed me, but I was doing something bad? Would all the rest of you follow me too? No. We have to be careful about who we follow, because there's lots of people in this world that we follow. Who are some of the good people that you might follow in your life? Jack? Jesus, for sure. Mom and Dad? I'm glad to hear that from you, my dear child. Yeah, who do you follow? Big brother, big sister? Oh, you follow your stuffed animal? Okay, I hope he makes good choices. The grown-ups, okay. Teachers at school. We have lots of great people that we follow, but we have to be careful and watch what they're doing and make sure we're following someone who's making good choices. Now, the Bible gives us several scriptures that give us directions about what kind of actions and who we should follow. In Exodus, there is a passage that says, do not follow the crowd when they're doing wrong. In Leviticus, it says, keep my commands and follow them because I am the Lord. And then this one's my favorite this morning. Ephesians, from this fifth chapter says, be imitators of God and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us. So we're supposed to be imitators of God by living in love. What are some of the ways that we might live in love? What do you think that means for us to live in love? Absolutely. We love other people, ourselves, and God and Jesus. Yep. How do we live in love? What does that look like? Jesus does love us. Yep. What about like taking care of someone who's hurt? Giving hugs shows love. Maybe sending a card to someone who's sick. Yeah, there's lots of ways for us to live in love. And when we do that, we are imitating God. So we have lots of people in this world that we follow, but we have to make sure we're making good choices and that most especially we follow God above all else. Let's say a prayer together. Dear God, we thank you for the many people in our lives that we can follow, the very good leaders in our teachers and our families, our Sunday school teachers and those kinds of people. God, help us to always make wise decisions on who to follow, and help us first and foremost to follow you and to live in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God gave me son, yes, he gave his only son. Jesus is my Savior, Redeemer, and friend. He took my sins away, my saving grace, and I pray his name all over the place. He will.
wonderful blessing today in life of our church. Taylor and Kristen Hohentainer are bringing their daughter Isla forward now for her dedication. What a joyous day it is. As a family of God, we rejoice in God's gift of new life born through the miracle of birth. So we join with these parents today, embracing this child with open arms, even as Jesus Christ himself welcomed little children and their mothers and fathers with words of love and blessing. We acknowledge God's abounding love already at work in Isla, and we come to pledge ourselves in covenant to nurture her into fullness of life. As Taylor and Christian bring Isla in dedication today, we know they are observing a custom that has beginnings in the hearts of devout parents throughout the scriptures. We know that in the Old Testament, Hannah brought her child Samuel to the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And we also know that Mary and Jesus presented the infant Jesus in the temple of Jerusalem when he was very young. And so here today, you, Taylor and Christian, are called now to recall your own baptism and to seek to fulfill its promises and give yourself in covenant to lead Isla toward full discipleship in Christ. And so with gratitude with God, we ask you these questions. Do you receive this child as a precious gift of God and seek God's grace and this community support in nurturing and caring for her? Do you covenant to remain faithful in love to her, whatever the future may bring? And do you promise before God and this community to fashion your lives so that she may come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If you'll do so, we say, we do, God helping us. Amen. The whole church, as a family of God, joins you all in holy covenant and nurture for Isla. We know the responsibility for the training of children doesn't just lie within you all as her immediate family or her family that's here with her, but the responsibility is shared by all of us. And so thus, as an evidence of your willingness to participate as fully as you can in the creation of a Christian environment for Isla and all the children that we have here in life, our church, will you all, the members and friends of our church and community, now rise and pledge your support? Do you all promise, as a community of faith, to surround this family with your love for the strengthening of their life together, to be for this family a family in Christ whose love for them cannot be broken, and to accept this child into your loving care for shared responsibility in her growth toward fullness of life in Christ, to tell her the good news of Christ and to help her learn Christ's ways and to lead her in service to God and neighbor? Will you respond with a response, we do, God, with God's help? We do with God's help. Won't you join us in our unison congregational covenant? We rejoice to take Isla, Christine, Hohentainer under our care. We seek God's grace to be a community in which the gospel is truly proclaimed to all. We will support you and minister with you as gospels together in Jesus Christ and heirs of his promise. Amen. Let's welcome Isla today. We're glad that she is here. Yeah, all right. Yes. Yeah, all right. Yeah. You may be seated. Yeah. Y'all could be seated. We have for you all a certificate today for her dedication. And there you go. And then we have a prayer shawl ministry in our church that makes prayer shawls for folks. Oops, there's a little sack that goes with it. And so we have a prayer shawl for you. Yeah. Hey, God bless you all. Yes, indeed. Amen. God bless you. Yeah, you bet. Yeah. Amen.
Won't you pray with me? God of love and light, we are humbled by another occasion to draw into your presence. Open our eyes to see your work all around us. Open our ears to hear the beauty of nature and music. Open our minds to consider you in ways we haven't been able to grasp before. Open our hearts to your word today, challenging as always, and work in us to consider how to live according to your message. Open our spirits to your leading, to your movement, and to your intentions. We give thanks for your consistent presence and the assurance of your constant love. We give thanks for this special day in the life of your church. We give thanks for beautiful little ones like Isla, Christine, and we pray our blessing and our dedication on her life and on her life in you. We remember and celebrate today the gift of our minister, Pastor Dave, and for his 10 years of ministry and leadership with us. We give thanks that the church felt your movement and called him to be the pastor here. And we give thanks for all the impactful, life-changing ministry that has happened in this place and through this church in relationship with our pastor. Bless him today and always as he leads your people. We also lift up our crop walk today, O God. We give thanks for the security and provisions most of us have. Most of us never worry about how to get food for ourselves or where to find it. We give thanks for the privilege we have in this security. We pray for those who do not always have enough to eat and do not have enough to provide for themselves. We pray for this crop walk and for all other walks around the country. We pray that a lot of money will be raised to support those in need, both here in Burlington and throughout the world. We share with you the burdens and concerns that weigh on us this day. Help us to give those fears and cares to you, and help us to trust you and to truly let go of our worries. We lift up all who are on our prayer list, those who are facing health challenges or crises. Be with each of those people. Show your love and your strength and provision to each of them. We pray for those facing hardships. Be with them on those low days, those days when they do not see a way to improve their situation. Give hope to the hopeless, O God, for without hope we know that we are nothing. We give thanks for the countless ways that you provide for us, bless us, and grant us good things in life. We know, however, that the greatest of all the gifts was the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for that gift and for the love that you and he both showed to us. In his name, we pray together the prayer that he taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture passage today is from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 1 and 4 through 7. These are the words of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem into Babylon. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. Thanks be to God for God's good word.
If you drive south out of town, on your way out of Burlington, you will find this old schoolhouse. It's on one of those roads that are all around our fair city here. Though there is industry all around us, though we have shops and stores and a hospital, and enough traffic around us to sometimes get annoying and get on our nerves, it does not take too long to be out in the middle of nowhere. And so maybe you've seen this old schoolhouse if you've been driving around before. If you go south of town, you go past the hospital, they're going south on Gear Avenue, you keep on going until the blacktop goes down the hill and turns into gravel. You wave hello to the cows and the calves that are in the field there on the right-hand side. You kind of go to the top of the hill and you marvel at the corn, the beans, they're all changing and drying out. And you keep on going south until the road bends back to the east, not too far from the Hunt Woods Recreation Area. If you stop there, you look to the north, there in the field looks to be what is an old school. There's no sign there, but my guess is it used to be an old one-room schoolhouse. On the days when I'm out riding around on my gravel bike, taking in the scenery, looking at the fields, watching the clouds go by, seeing the wildlife, I can almost picture what it was like must have gone to that school. I mean, can't you just imagine it? Imagine folks living here centuries ago, living off the land, sending their kids to go down the lane, down to that old school, where all the farm kids in that area attended until they grew out of that school. And so driving by, you can almost picture what life would have been like to have been a student there. Student after student, grew up, went to school there, finished school, graduated, and moved on, and then came back to that school in the same field on the same north side of the road years later, reminiscing about what things were like when they were in school. Maybe, just maybe, they wonder if their name is still carved into the desk whenever they carved it many years before. Maybe their favorite swing is still hanging from that tree that used to be there. They can still smell the smell of the old, musty schoolhouse. They can hear the creak of the wood when they first walk into the room. You can hear the conversation and picture the scene. You can even hear the folks talking about what to do when it was time to close the school up, when the schools began to consolidate, when everyone was bussed into town, and that old rural school wasn't needed anymore, and so they closed. Remember what it was like sitting in that room? I sat on the far back on the right-hand side, someone would say. Remember how cold it was being there in the dead of winter, someone else would say. You can almost hear those things that are lost in the name of progress. You can almost imagine them looking back with nostalgia. I can hear it today. It's like that in the people in the scriptures today, because it's like that in God's word from the book of Jeremiah. Now, I don't mean to bore you with a whole bunch of Bible history, but let me tell you about this. Way back in the year 586 BC, as in 586 years before Jesus was born, there was this group of people called the Babylonians. And in 586, the Babylonians came from the east and they invaded all of Israel, including Jerusalem. And they invaded that whole area where God's people have been living since the days of Joshua, right after Moses. But when the Babylonians came, they ransacked the place. They destroyed the temple there in the middle of Jerusalem where all the people worshipped. They totally took over. And then to make matters worse, not only did they destroy everything in the year 586, but they took the best and the brightest people from Jerusalem all the way back to Babylon. The artists and the soldiers and the craftspeople and like the court officials, all those who had a place in society, they took them all hostage and they took them away from their home to live in this foreign country. And they took them in what the Bible calls the exile. They were stuck in exile for years. And so later today, if you actually go home and you read like the book of Isaiah and you read Ezekiel, maybe even read Daniel and even some of the Psalms, you will read about this common theme that shows up everywhere of the people in exile, longing to be home, wishing that they were back in Jerusalem again. People missing the good old days of what life used to be like, they says. In fact, even Psalm 137 says, how are we supposed to sing the Lord's song in this strange and foreign land? And so what we hear today in this passage from Jeremiah is a word that's addressed to people who are missing home. They've been stuck in exile for years and they simply just want to go back. I mean, we know what that is like. If you've ever been away on some amazing family vacation and you've been away for days and maybe even a few weeks, you've seen all the sights and you've eaten all the food and you've taken 15,000 million pictures that you'll never look at on your phone, but you've taken them all anyway, and you're going to remember this trip of a lifetime until you go to your grave and even after that because it is so amazing. But there always comes that point when you are simply ready to go back home. You can't wait to shower in your own shower and sleep in your own bed with your own pillow and eat your own food. And there is that point, right, where you've been driving for hours and you love your family with all that you have, but they are getting on your every last single nerve. And you're not quite sure if you're going to make it back home with everybody that you took with you on your trip when you first left town. I mean, we know what that is like. That's what God's people are feeling like in exile. I mean, we haven't been forced into exile ourselves, but we've been away. We've gone to college. Maybe you have simply just moved to a different house here in town. You've been away from all that you love. Sometimes you just want to go home. And so what we have in Jeremiah is this message to the people of God.
But the message that he gives is not one that we would expect to hear. Instead of saying, keep on hanging on. Keep your memory alive. Retain the memory of those good old days. Keep on waking up every day hoping that this is the day when I can go back home, when the good old days will come back. Instead of saying that, Jeremiah says, stop waiting and live now. Stop waiting for those good old days to come back. Realize, he says, that where you are now is where God has planted you. Where God has blessed you in this town with these people. This is the situation you're in. And so bloom where you're planted. Get busy living or get busy dying. It's almost like get after it. Now I got to tell you that on one hand, if we were in the Israelites' shoes and we were simply trying to be home, we had been missing where we grew up and missing all of our family, and someone came to us and said, you should just forget about the past. You should kind of forget about where you have been. Just kind of focus on where we are. If someone said that to us, we would say, no, thank you. We're happy to be where we are here and now. We'd be totally offended if that was us on one hand. But on the other hand, I love what Jeremiah says. Not that I don't love the history, not that I don't love the past. I mean, I was a history major in college, after all. And my family can tell you story after story about how I love to drive around town and look at old buildings and wonder what life was like back in the old days. I bore them to death with my stories of old time history of things that happened in our world. I love the past. But what Jeremiah is saying is that the past is the past, and God is in the present. God is moving here and now in our midst. I mean, hear again what Jeremiah says. The Lord of the heavenly forces, the God of Israel, proclaims to all the exiles carried off from Jerusalem out to Babylon, build houses, settle down. Cultivate gardens and eat what they produce. Get married, have children, help your sons find wives and your daughters find husbands, in order that they too may have children. Promote the city of the welfare in which you are sent. Pray to God for it, because your future depends on it. What Jeremiah is saying is that sometimes we spend so much of our lives looking back with nostalgia on how things used to be and what once was. But Jeremiah is saying to realize that God has brought us here to this place for a reason, with a purpose to bless us in this time. And so we're called to find God here and build a good life. We might even say share Jesus Christ here and now with these people and in this time and this day. Because we don't want to be 10 years down the road and realize that we were once living in the good old days, but we missed it. Because we're so focused on the past and looking to the future. We get to live here and now because God has blessed us in this time. And so we live our lives with thanksgiving in this time and place. Let's pray. Oh, loving God, we give you thanks for your guiding and abiding presence, for your love and provision. We give you thanks for all you have done for us in the past and all that you will do in the future. And so, though we know this, oh God, we pray that you might fill us with your love here and now. Help us, oh God, to give up all of our worries and burdens, all those things that we carry that are so heavy. Help us to give them to you so that we might live more faithfully for you in this time and in this place. In Christ we pray. Amen.